Let me help you with that.
The Black Hills Hospital System is donating about 90 beds. Workers load up mattresses that once lined large overflow rooms.
We have a lot of families who've got lots of siblings who were previously sleeping on the floor.
That's Brianna Nelson with Youth and Family Services. The group serves about 14,000 kids and families in 29 counties.
And so this is a huge gift for kids who maybe have had to share beds or didn't have one to have their very own bed. So we're very excited to get these to kids and families.
Nelson says they picked up 75 beds earlier this month and they were gone in a day. As COVID cases continue to drop, Monument Health is emptying its virus unit back to space for future growth. Jace Brock is with Monument Health. He says they're glad they did not have to fully utilize the space.
Moving out of the dark cloud of the last year, I look at this as hopefully one of many silver linings in coming out of this pandemic.
The hospital plans to keep about 75 beds on hand for a possible COVID surge. The number of new COVID infections has steadily declined since mid-April as more South Dakotans receive their vaccinations. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Lee Strupinger in Rapid City.